Podcasting 2.0 for June 13th, 2025, episode 224, Fata Morgana. Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's a beautiful Friday. It should be a beautiful Friday just about everywhere, and we are here to talk about what's happening in podcasting. Everything that was, everything that is, and everything that is still yet to be. We've got it all. This is the only boardroom that told you it would all be okay. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man who thinks that liquid glass is more than just gorgeous. Say hello to my friend on the other end, the one, the only, Mr. Dave Jones.
The biggest, the most stressful part of the whole show is always, and I do it every single time, I get a big old mouthful of some kind of food right at, like right when you kick it off, and then I struggle to get it to go down before you kick it to me.
You know, it's
but we it's can, somehow we, it always
we can,
works.
We can always wait, you know, for you to swallow before we get going. It's fine. I mean, you're always telling me to rip it, and then you're like not ready for rippage.
I say rip it because I'm hungry. I want to get you going so that I can eat.
But if you just eat and then we rip it, then it'll be less of an issue.
I'm going to keep eating. No. I eat through the whole show, you know, the lunch break. I eat through the whole show.
Well, I've got the guys working on the septic tank here, so they're sucking poop. Fun. They're sucking the poop out, so sometimes it gets a little bit noisy.
So did you have a backup or was this
no? We have an aerobic system, so it actually turns the waste into water, just like a water plant, like a water purification plant does.
And then it goes back into your faucet?
No, we have sprinklers, and it sprinkles the lawn. And that's basically good water. But after 5 years or so, you know, there's wipes and all kinds of crap that gets in there.
Wipes.
I'm a big wipe guy, Dave. What can I tell you?
When we used to live at the bottom of a big hill, it was like we lived sort of like in a bowl shaped kind of valley.
You would get everything rolling down the hill to you.
Whenever we had constant septic issues. And so I would call the septic guys out, I don't know that they call it out there, but it's was it the pickle truck?
Is that what they call it? The pickle truck?
And so you'd come whenever the septic guys would come out, when I would come home, they would have opened up our septic tank, and the smell of our septic tank would just fill the entire community because of this valley that we're in. I was like, I'm so sorry to my neighbors. You have to smell our poop from like houses down. The honey truck, yeah.
The honey truck. Yeah, well, you see, it's because it's already been purified, we don't have that issue. It's just at a certain point, you just got to do it. You just got to.
So when you say my poop don't stink, you mean it.
I mean it, baby. That's right. You can drink
That's
my
for
poop.
Real.
This an aerobic septic system is an amazing invention invented in the swamps of Louisiana. Did you know this?
I did not know where it was invented, but I do know that some places require it, right?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, there's natural habitats that are like by regulation. If you're going to live or install septic close to them, it has to be aerobic.
Well, I love it. I really do. So what it does is it just pumps, has a little CO2 pump and just continuously pumping CO2 into it, which, you know, gets rid of all the bacteria and then it just purifies. I think it's got five different tanks and it flows from one to the next to the next to the next. And at the last one, it's like, all right, time for the lawn. And it's not poopy. It's just water. It's just water.
Does it get rid of the bacteria or does it just generate a different type of bacteria?
It kills them dead on contact. Just kills them dead.
So it goes through a progressively more and more like filtration as it.
Yes.
Okay.
And you thought this was the podcasting show. It's the poop casting show, everybody.
Poopcasting 2.0.
Poopcasting 2.0. And oh my God, just like that. Oh no. One piece of research changes everything. YouTube is not dominating podcasting. Uh-oh. Everybody's like, whoa, hey.
Hasn't everybody been saying that for like the last 2 years? Like,
I'm sorry? No. There have been a lot of people who have been saying, no, video, man, it's video. It's all about video. You got to have video. Got to do it. Anyway, if you listen carefully, listen to the, can you hear this? You hear that sound?
Yeah.
That is the actual sound of hell freezing over.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You hear it now? That's hell freezing over. As I was listening to the new media show from just yesterday.
You know, I have this perception that I've been like all this pro video stuff. But if you really listen to what I've said over the last few months and really, and I'm trying to emphasize this again because I think that it's been confused. My position on this is that video is kind of like getting more attention now, right? Uh-huh. But audio is still growing, and it's still a significant contributor to the success of podcasting. And I think video has just gotten more attention because it's kind of like you said, Todd, it's a little bit of a, you know, it's the shiny thing.
Oh, that's what it is.
Kind of in the space right now.
Oh, it's the shiny. Rob, I could not listen to the new media show for the past year without hearing you say the market's going that way. Everyone's going video. Got to be videos. Has to be video. The market says it's video. We've got to pay attention. This is what the young people want. The young people want video. And then it turns out
you were hearing it wrong.
I was hearing it wrong. I was holding it wrong. That was my problem. I got it. I do take a little bit of issue with this Signal Hill Insights research. Conclusion is, and that was the literal title of the, I'm sure you've heard about this, of the YouTube isn't dominating podcasting. And this is what I thought was kind of a little bit off. A majority, 61% of podcast consumers use another platform other than YouTube most often. So I just want to stop for a second. Apple podcast app is not a platform. The Spotify player of podcasts is not a platform. Podcasting is the platform. Because
RSS.
Yes. So it's, you know, people have got to stop. This is not a platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a platform. And if you really want to think about it, because I did this in my spare time last night, we have 4.5 million podcasts. So can we say that on average, if you take all those 4.5 million podcasts, could we say that the average of those podcasts is 100 listeners? Would that be fair, do you think? If you really did the average of like Joe Rogan with 10 million, No Agenda with 900,000, I mean, this show has several thousand.
Did you break out a calculator?
Well,
you said you did this work. Did you? How deep did you go? Because I can, we can just do a quick one right here. Because
I grokked it, baby.
You grokked the audience size for Rogan that gets quoted the most often is 21 million.
Oh no, I've heard 10 million, 12 million. I've not heard 21 million, but I'll take that.
Really?
No.
I thought, where did I pull that out of my butt? I thought that was a thing. Let's say 21 million. Let's do 21 and then divided by 4.5 million podcasts
that's not going to be 100. That's going to be,
four.
Yes.
Yeah. Considering that most of those podcasts probably don't even have one, I mean, there's probably 2 million podcasts on Anchor that nobody has ever listened to.
Okay.
Not even one time.
So let's take 2 million podcasts have at least 100 listeners. Let's take 100. Well, let's take 1 million. 1 million of those podcasts have at least 100 listeners. Is that fair?
Well, Daniel J. Lewis in the boardroom says, according to Lipson's hosting data, they say the median is usually around 150.
Okay. So that's marketing. So let's take it down to 100.
Yeah. Good. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
100. Podcasting as a platform has 400 million listeners.
Oh, I'm on board with this. Yeah, okay. Let's do this.
So that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And we're joking over at Power Podcast Weekly Review. Did I say that the Podfather now says podcasting is audio only? Did I say that?
I think you did.
Good. I'm sticking to it.
you wrote it on stone tablets. I did. Threw it down from the mountain.
I did. Yes. And if it breaks, come back. I'll give you another tablet. Don't worry about it.
we'll give you a do-over.
I'll do-over. I'll take care of you. Because in general, yeah, there are video podcasts. Absolutely. But then there's YouTube, and YouTube is great for what it is. We've been saying this forever on the show. Now, the last time we spoke, which I think was a week ago, I believe I said, if all the hosting companies who are now desperately scrambling, maybe it's slowed down. We got to do HLS video. We got to get the video. We got the video, video to the video to video to get the video, 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 video.
I heard Tom Rossi, and he sounded exactly like that.
That was my Tom Rossi impersonation. I'm glad you picked up on it.
You nailed it.
Here's what's happening. If we just focus on creating the, I'll call them features, you can call them namespace tags, and continue publishing, we win. Case in point, Spotify now supports namespace transcripts.
Yes.
Now let me read to you what they wrote.
Okay.
If you choose to provide your own transcript, you can now also distribute it to other listening platforms via RSS. You can head to podcast settings to enable this feature. And here's the best part. This is just the start of our investment in more creator control. Okay, Spotify. That's fine. I would like to point out that for Apple and for Spotify, this happened without marketing, without leadership, without evangelism, without a website, without the podcast standards protocol. It all happens because the podcast hosting companies are publishing that content. This is what I've been saying since the beginning. Publish, yes. And they will ingest, and they will eventually use it. So the hosting companies, God bless you all, and I mean that. You are driving this adoption by using it, and they can't get around us. We are Goliath. I hate saying that. No, I said that wrong. We're David, but we're going to kill Goliath. We are the gorilla. We are the big gorilla. When you have hundreds of thousands of feeds publishing chapters, cloud chapters, and publishing transcripts, and next publishing funding tags, they can't get around us. We don't need to be at conferences. Hi, I'm the Podfather. Join the 2.0 revolution. No! Just put it into your feeds.
Just put it in.
Stick it in. Podsage says, just stick it in.
There's got to be a t-shirt. Podcasting Dude 2.0. Just stick it in. I 100% agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And things take a long time, but people don't want to wait. You know, 90% of 90% of success in any endeavor is just being there every day, continuing to do the thing, and just being patient and continuing the work and not giving up. Just showing up is 90%. Most open source projects just don't have that sort of staying power. That, you know, because it's difficult. It's a time sink. It's, you know, it's hard to get super jazzed up about something that you're not getting paid for. There's a lot of reasons, and you know, like, for the love of the game sounds fun, but it's really not on a daily basis. A lot of it's not fun, but if you just keep showing up all the time.
Yes.
And I'm talking about everybody who's involved in Podcasting 2.0, which now includes Anchor. Spotify. One of these days I'm going to stop calling him Anchor. But that which includes them now, they've decided to join the party. You just keep showing up and doing stuff. And eventually things will get adoption. But if you give up and you leave, you know, because it wasn't happening fast enough, then you absolutely will not get any adoption. That's the quickest way to assure that you're not going to get to the ends that you want is by getting impatient and leaving. I mean, AI, LLMs are, you know, they're the latest rage, but the things that the transformer model that LLMs are based on, that goes back to a paper written in 2014.
Amen.
It was 10 years ago. And we talked about before Activity Pub, that was a decade old before it got any kind of traction. These things just take time. And eventually, I think there's got to be a clip of me saying this at some point in the past. I think it might have been on like an interview with Sam Sethi. Mm. But will Spotify, you know, adopt these tags? And I think I said, yes, they will have to.
Yeah.
Eventually they will, because they'll have to, because they'll have no other choice, because it's right there in front of them. There's hundreds of thousands of feeds doing things with this content, and they can't not do it.
It's always been the defeatist attitude of, well, if Apple doesn't accept it, it won't work. And we change that. We change that by creating an index that enables all of this metadata to be transferred easily. And what was the, I'm looking for the actual numbers. Was it something like 30 to 38% of all podcast listening is other?
Oh, yeah.
Other. But that's us. And that's not a small amount. And again, my experience is if you publish, it will be used. It just will be. It's always been that way. When I started... go ahead.
You're right. The hosting companies, the developer group on podcastindex.social and the GitHub, they created these things, but the hosting companies are the ones that pushed this thing into the realm of possibility.
Yes.
By creating content. If you give app developers enough content, they'll want to do things with it because it's fun.
Yes, it's fun. Exactly. You know, and I go back to my old example for when did we start Freedom Controller? 15 years ago?
Yeah, totally.
For 15 years, I've been publishing my show notes as OPML files. So basically machine readable. And developers saw it and went, hey, that's fun. Let me make a search engine out of it. Hey, that's fun. I can take these show notes and put them on a web page. Hey, that's fun. I can ingest this into an LLM, enter bing.io, and I can turn it into a supercharged search engine. Just because I publish it. Did it happen immediately? No. It took many years. Did I go out and evangelize? No. Somebody finally saw it and went, oh, that's interesting. I think I will make something from it. That's how it goes.
You didn't evangelize, but one thing you did do is you always brought it up on the No Agenda all the time. You always said something to the effect of, if you want to go find our show notes, it's all in OPML format. You can just suck it down and do whatever you want with it.
Yes.
And somebody finally heard and did something with it.
A couple people.
That's the way a lot of this stuff works is, you know, it's not marketing really. It's just using the power of the microphone, which is inherent in podcasting. There's a saying in, the branch of philosophy, or maybe it's a branch of rhetoric called, you know, polemics. There's a sort of cliche in polemics that the man with the microphone always wins.
Mm-hmm.
Or somehow, or another version is don't ever argue with the man with the microphone. Yeah, it's basically like don't challenge the professor in class because he's always going to win because he's got the power of the microphone in front of him. And so, you know, the microphone is a powerful thing. And podcasting, it relies on that power. And when you just mention things like, hey, try out a 2.0 app.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we have transcripts if you need them. Hey, we have chapters. You know, we publish live. If you just mention these things, eventually it will get adoption.
Time for me to once again go to op3.dev and let me see. No agenda, because every single show, every single one, I tell people why they should be using a podcasting 2.0 app. Let's go see what people are using. And I'm going to scroll down and to the app section. We have, let's see, that's a lot. Wow. A lot of, that's interesting. A lot of, that's browsers and refers. That's not what I want. Here we go. Apple Podcasts, 36%. Podverse, 13%. Podcast mm-hmm. Guru, 7%. Podcast Addict, almost 7%. Overcast, 6.5%. Pocket Cast, almost 5%. Fountain, I mean, where's you know, that's pretty good. I mean,
that's a bigger mix than I bet you almost any other podcast.
Because of the polemics.
Yeah, because you say it. Because of the podcast polemics.
Podcast polemics. I'm liking that. Hold on a second.
I mean, that it works.
Yep.
It works. And you know, it's the hosting the hosting companies push out the content. The smaller app developers, they hammer out these things because it's fun and they want to do cool stuff.
And God bless Stephen B's Sovereign Feeds for that. That was the first thing that I was just adamant about. Martin tried it for a bit and it's very difficult to do, particularly ingesting an existing feed and then adding these new tags to it. But I've been publishing mm-hmm. Sovereign Feeds ever since for years now. So I'm still publishing Social Interact. I'm publishing all of it. Now, does it get used everywhere? No. Apple just ignores it. That's fine. But I'm seeing market share erode to Podverse, Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict, and interestingly, Overcast. But the top, outside of Apple Podcasts, Podverse, Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict, dwarf Overcast.
Mm-hmm.
Dwarf. And if you take all of these together, so that's seven, we get pretty close to rivaling Apple Podcasts for my podcast with independent apps.
So I did some math. I looked at the latest weekly feed dump, and the latest dump shows that. So this weekly report gets emailed every week, and it just gives a list of the hosting companies, each hosting company, and how many feeds in the index they represent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this report's been automated generating every week for almost the entire life of the index, and. So I just went through, I printed it off, and I checked a feed of each one to see if they declared the namespace. And then I just totaled up how many of the feeds that total that represents. So the anchor, we have 1,829,777 feeds.
From anchor?
From Anchor.
Well, that's five listeners?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, or Spotify for Podcasters. I need to change these names. But so if you go down the list, you got Anchor, Spreaker, Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, iVoox, RSS.com, Podbean, Libsyn, Podomatic, Castbox, Castos, Acast, Blueberry. Blueberry is famously difficult to count because of PowerPress and because of their 25 different white glove services.
Right.
Feedburner.
White glove. I like white glove instead of white label. That's nice.
White label. Yeah, white label. Yeah, that's right. Wait, I meant white label. You're right. Feedburner. Let's see. LibriVox, Captivate. I'm just doing the top 25. Hubhopper, Transistor, Red Circle, Megaphone, Islam House, Cambridge University, Simplecast, OmniContent, and Jimalaya.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the top 25. And by the time you get down to the 25th position, you've gone from 1.8 million feeds with Spotify for Podcasters to Jimalaya with 16,000 feeds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very quick drop off. The top, you know, it's heavily weighted to the top five.
Yeah.
Top 10, really. So if you look at out of the top 25, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of those do not declare the podcast namespace.
Mm.
If you go bigger and go to like, you know, the top 50, it's, you know, many more do declare the namespace. So if you start adding up feed counts, I just quit counting at a certain point. So this number is actually way higher than I have here. Then the real number is way higher, but I just ran out of patience counting. I'm adding up at least 3.5 million podcasts out of the 4.5 million that declare the podcast namespace now. I mean, you're pushing 80%.
Yes, and this, James and Sam, is why I declare that mission is accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
You can laugh at me all you want, you limeys. But mission accomplished.
Are you tired of winning yet?
Yes. In fact, I'll go one step further. There is no other media but podcasting. Podcasting dwarfs it all. It dwarfs cable. It dwarfs everything. It dwarfs it as episodic, independently transmitted and managed media. It dwarfs anything. Go to the platforms all you want. The platforms steal from you. The revolution has kind of been silent, but it is so big. Yeah. It is so much bigger. And I appreciate our friend from Signal Hill Insights for Paul Rismandel. I'm not sure, you know, it's like, I understand that people listen to me and go like, "What a twat." I get it.
Not every time.
No, most of the time. So I appreciate, and that's is it Cumulus Media. Oh, that's interesting. This is just the beginning of the end for everything else. And once we get our heads out of our butts about, well, I got to be number one on the chart. Grow my show. Sorry, Todd. It's not all about growing your show. It's not. This is what I get to the funding tag. And so we now have True Fans and Fountain doing their own version, but both enabling in obvious ways for people to support the podcast with a button that says support this podcast, and you click on it, and I think both allow you to use Google Pay, Google Play Pay and Apple Pay to send your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we invented what are you drinking?
Oh, this is a LaCroix Pure. I'm going organic today. Oh,
dynamite. You know, of course, we put in the Lightning Network as a backup for deplatforming off of PayPal. That was the initial thought behind it. And it's incredibly valid, and I love it, and I use it, and I love getting boosts and streaming sats. But we need to start pushing the funding tag in our feeds and in our apps. And you know what? Apple's going to love it. Oh, wait a minute. You click on this and then our people, our app users can just use Apple Pay. Boom, done.
Yeah.
This is good.
No, I agree. I'm going to predict, since we're in a winning mood.
Yes, yes. Let's go bold or go home.
Go bold. The bold prediction is going to be that Apple themselves will support the funding tag.
I completely agree.
It may take 5 years, but they will do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it will take that long.
And I think the winner on the back end will be Stripe. I can't exactly say why I think that, but they just seem to have... I mean, I've dealt with Stripe now myself. You've dealt with Stripe. They kind of have their crap together on the back end. It's reasonably easy to get your Stripe account set up and connect it. I don't know if it's available everywhere in the world. It seems like on No Agenda, we started using Stripe and a lot of foreigners use it. Scam likely. No, I don't think so.
That sounded like a light phone.
That is a light phone. I'm using my light phone.
I recognize that tone.
I love the light phone ringtone. Yes, I think that Stripe has a very good chance of being a winner in the funding tag wars of 2025. because with Stripe, you can indeed use your, I know you can use Apple Pay. I'm presuming you can use your Google Pay, Play Pay.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And,
PayPal, all that. Yeah.
They're very reasonable. So this is a dynamite way to support your podcast. It removes tons of hurdles. When you can just say, oh, just hit on the donate button, hit the boost button, hit the give button, whatever. And that, by the way, something that should change dynamically, as the spec says, for the funding tag. You can put into the funding tag what you want that to say. Now, if you put in a whole paragraph, that's not going to work. But I've seen it. I've seen it change dynamically here and there out in the wild, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes.
And I think that this is a dynamite, easy piece to the puzzle for not having to chase listeners and just do your podcast. And if it's any good, if the topic is on point for what you know about, people will listen to it and they will tell other people, hey, this is an interesting podcast about hubcaps. You know, you're a hubcap guy, aren't you? Yeah, I'll listen to the hubcap podcast.
Yeah.
And true to the value for value model, unless you ask, people will not give you any money. If you ask them, they will. I have lived by this for 17 and a half years. Everybody can do it. And the sooner we stop chasing after the Fata Morgana, that is
the what?
I know you like that. Fata Morgana. Grok it.
What does that mean?
Fata Morgana. Oh, let me look it up.
I'm gonna open Web UI it.
Web UI it? Are you looking at your own LLM?
Fata Morgana.
Okay. What does Fata Morgana say?
No, I use the wrong model. I use the coder model. It's gonna give me a function.
Fata Morgana is a complex form of mirage, an optical phenomenon caused by the bending of light rays as they pass through layers of air with different temperatures and densities. This creates distorted or inverted images of distant objects, often seen over bodies of water or in deserts.
So this is like thinking you see an oasis when you don't.
Correct. A Fata Morgana. The Fata Morgana, that's a show title, by the way. I think we have a show title. The Fata Morgana of you have to have dynamic ads inserted. You have to have at least 10,000 downloads a month or whatever it's changed. That's a race to the bottom. It's already changed. It was 10,000, then it was 2,000. Now it's 1,000. I think someone's saying, "Hey, whatever you got, 3 downloads. Come on in. We'll give you a penny. Come on in. You're good.
Yeah, come whatever on. You got. Bring
whatever
it.
You got. Bring it. Bring it. We'll aggregate it and we'll get you some money." which is just okay, But if you ask people, they will support you. And if not, you come back to me and said it didn't work.
And we have future plans for the funding tag as well. You know, there's ideas to extend that thing and add new twists to it. It's a dead simple use case tag.
Do you wish to expand on the future enhancements of the funding tag? This may have eluded me.
I think you were aware of it. There's always been people that have talked about doing things like giving an extra attribute for like a hint as to what type of payment.
Oh, right. Yes.
You know, so that you could sort of like bake a thing into it where you could like bring Apple Pay or Google Pay.
Right.
Or
bring an icon.
Something like, straight. You could bring it straight.
A chiclet.
More than a chiclet. Isn't that a song, More Than a Chiclet?
More than a chiclet. It's not just chewing gum.
Stuff like that, bringing in stuff, and then Chad said that Stephen B had a idea to do a link tree style thing. Yeah, so there's been
that's interesting.
Right now it's a dead simple tag, and it's just really easy to implement. So,
but it's hidden. It's hidden in podcasts. It's hidden behind an innocuous icon. It's hidden in a menu. Yeah. Even on my daily driver, Podcast Guru. I boosted a mega baller boost the other day from Podcast Guru from my own node, and it went through, and I was happy.
Oh,
I couldn't believe. Oh, Twib.
Okay. Did you ever get the $10 that I sent you?
I got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Tina and I went out for dinner. We had a marshmallow.
Y'all shared one.
Yeah. We shared a marshmallow.
You split it down the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, thank you very much for supporting the cause.
I saw it on the credit card. It said to curry.com. I was like, did he ever get that?
I did. Yes.
So I think there's like, there's a lot of, and so, I've started back working on the images tag this week, and working with Nathan Gathright to try to get some traction on that. And I think that we're in a good place with 2.0 in the namespace, because it was, you know, we've slowed down the pace of development, and that has been a good thing, because lots of people are now adopting, and that becomes sort of a snowball. As people adopt, other people adopt, and so there's just a lot of that going on right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Spotify being a completely out of the blue, and I mean, I'm thrilled to death about it. Because once you take the big step of putting the namespace into your XML, that's the big step. If you can cross that Rubicon, then everything else flows downhill from that. Because you now can just write to the spec without having to change the structure of the feed.
Mm.
You can just know that it's there. You don't have to touch the feed again.
Now, do you actually see the namespace being declared in Anchor, Spotify for podcasters?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's there. Yeah, yeah, it's there. No, the winning is happening. I mean, we're gonna win so much, we're gonna get tired of winning.
So we're just gonna be Dave, stop the winning, brother. Stop it.
It's too much.
It's too much winning.
So this is, you know, that's the big step, and Spotify will add more things.
Oh yeah,
as time goes on, because once a company starts seeing the downstream effect of adding these open interoperable tags, you can't, you, it just becomes addictive. I mean, it's just such easy win.
Yeah. I mean, you're a developer, you're sitting at Spotify, you're sitting there and like everything's humming along and you're like, what am I going to do today? Oh, let me see. What is this? What mm-hmm. is this chapters thing? What is this funding tag thing? But what could I make that look like in our interface? Let me give it a shot.
Yeah.
We vibe code for a bit and then we make it all work. And we say, hey, manager, what do you think of this? Yeah.
Think of something simple like the funding tag. The funding tag, they can allow a Spotify for Podcasters podcast to stick a funding link in there. It can redirect back to a payment landing page on Spotify for Podcasters where they can take a donation or get a payment.
Yes.
Spotify can get a piece of that action. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, there's just so many things.
Yeah. And all without marketing, leadership, evangelism, just publish.
Mm-hmm.
Publish. That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
The one thing that we do need now
is cupcakes or bagels. One of the two. Great, but about now.
Decaf. We're out of decaf.
Out of decaf. For your Americano.
Are you
Americano.
Making a list? Are you making a run?
Okay. Yeah. For your Americano, all right? Americano.
Decaf. Yeah, we only do pour over. Why do they tell you that every single time?
I don't know.
It's fine. I don't care. Who cares? I don't care. So on the namespace, since we're on namespace, we kind of entered the namespace through the back door without going through the portal. But, while we're on namespace stuff, somebody who's better with React than me could whoever that person is. Please do a pull request on the web UI repo of Podcast Index GitHub and change the site to where the namespace page on the site redirects to the GitHub. Now, as it came out of my mouth, I realized that's very, very garbledygook.
Yes.
So if you go to any, just find any feed that declares the namespace. Let's do this one. Let me go here. Well, the first one I clicked on is just completely Japanese. That's not going to work. That's Sonic Bowl. What? This Sonic Bowl.cloud. Never heard of that host before. Okay.
Sonic Bowl. Hey, man.
podcasting. Let's just find this feed. Okay, so the Podcasting 2.0 namespace, as it's declared in a feed, has a URL associated with it. And that URL goes to our website. And so what I've always done is I've taken the current markdown version of the namespace, of the primary namespace document, and then I've created an HTML version off of that on our website.
Mm.
But that's a pain in the butt, and sometimes I forget to update it. And so what happens is you'll end up that sometimes people use that namespace document, that namespace URL, as their primary document source, and it may be wrong or missing some stuff. But that URL is important. It needs to never change. This gets into sort of the weeds of XML voodoo here.
Hmm.
But inside XML, inside most XML interpreters, the namespace is not the prefix. The namespace is the URL. So that thing at the top, xmlns:podcast=, and it's got a URL. That's the namespace. But, you know, we sort of like, we cheat a lot of times, and we just look for the prefix. And that works. It works most of the time if you just look for like podcast:. But inside the state machine of an XML parser, one that actually conforms to proper XML parsing, it's looking for the URL. It's making an association between the URL and the prefix. And so that URL needs to be the same everywhere. So we made a decision way, way, way back at the very beginning of the namespace. Originally, the namespace pointed to the GitHub URL. But we made a decision to point it to podcastindex.org just to, you know, have it live on an actual site and not just be some subpath of GitHub. Because who knows? I mean, maybe in the future we move somewhere else besides GitHub, whatever. And so we changed it to podcastindex.org/namespace. I forgot. So that page needs to always stay the same. And then, but it can just be a redirect over to the GitHub so that I have to stop, so that I can stop manually updating the website.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
No, but someone out there got it.
Okay.
I love you.
Let's see. Right now it points to https://podcastindex.org/namespace/1.0.
Oh, that's okay. Where it points to. I understand what you're saying now. Yes.
So that page needs to bounce over to the GitHub when people land there.
Mm. I got it. Okay. So that's a simple pull request. I'll do that in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, if someone could do that for me, I can do it. I just don't want to fight with React because I just don't know it very well. But that would be helpful because I just noticed yesterday that I forgot to update it on the last batch, on the last phase.
Ah, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Let me just punch down a second again. YouTube says,
punch down.
Yeah, YouTube's impact report. YouTube is responsible for $55 billion of GDP, 490,000 jobs. Wow, what a way to say we might not be profitable with our business.
Yeah, that is exactly what I thought.
It's the first thing. How much money do you make, really? But how are you doing in there with all your specialized ASICs and everything for encoding and all these different formats you're doing and storage? And how are you doing with that?
That was a dumb stat.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could do this for podcasting. We probably could. It'd be just as fuzzy. Of course, we have to have the Oxford School of Economics to help us out. Because that's what they got.
Well, I mean, you could do that with anything. You could say, all the billionaires in the U.S. are responsible for contributing X number of jobs to the economy. Well, okay. I mean, like, you could do that with anything. I mean, come on.
I was drilling down in their report, and I'm like, do you include the people who work in Australia at Roadcaster? I mean, you know, how far do you want to go? How far do you want to go? So, yeah. But to me, it sounded like, we're having a tough time making money, but look how good we are for everybody. Please don't split us off from Google. Please don't. We're good for everybody.
I still think that if they were highly profitable, they would be talking about it nonstop in their quarterly.
Of course they would. Financial. Of course they would.
It
would
the be, fact it would that they don't huge. Tells you that they're not.
Yeah. I agree. It's a good day in podcast land, Dave Jones.
It is.
It is a very good day in podcast land. I like it.
And you know, I I'm just happy for, everybody involved from the smallest podcast app all the way up through Apple and the hosting companies.
The self-hosters.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody who's taken their own time to contribute to, you know, to furthering what we're all trying to do here. This is a win for everybody.
Big time. And it's good because now people are talking differently. The defeatists are like, right. Oh, YouTube, you know, research says YouTube video. The market wants video. The kids don't listen.
And I hope Spotify gets off the video tip because that's dumb too. And they're going to waste all their money on that.
They're good at that. They're good at wasting a lot of money.
Yeah. Nobody can compete with the YouTube behemoth. It's just stop and... Spotify, now that they've decided to play in the 2.0 sandbox, they should just honestly just let the video thing ride off into be whatever it wants to be, and focus on
adding great and features down that on already exist. Yeah, double down on it. Exactly. You know, only a year ago, we're an audio platform. We got audio books. We got podcasts. We got music. We got it all. You're always going to be a music platform. It's just there's no money in it for them.
Right.
I mean, there's money in it, but whenever they start to make more money, then the owners of the content just raise the price.
Right. Yeah. And so then it goes away again. But yeah, just double down and become a really good podcast listening app.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for them. It's not in their DNA.
You're right. It is, but
they can be better. They can be so much better. Yeah.
But we also thought that they would never do 2.0 and they did. People can change, you know?
I don't know if we never thought it. You know, I'm not so sure.
No, I mean, we said they would eventually, but I mean, like. We never said, like, we tend to just be so pessimistic. And people will surprise you.
Yeah. I don't think you or I have ever really been pessimistic. I think we've been nothing but optimistic. We're still doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah, right. If we didn't have optimism, we would be.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing this podcast
for five years. Yeah.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, I mean, I am. I'm eternally optimistic about this stuff. I mean, I believe for sure that Apple will do the funding tag. I think they're going to do live. I think they'll support the live item tag.
Oh, they would be so crazy not to do that. I mean, that's such an obvious, easy win for them. And, you know, there's so many radio stations that would just love to be in the Apple podcast app. Yeah, put my stream in, man. Let me create a feed. You got it. I'm in. And that'll create more business for hosting companies. All kinds of good stuff comes from that.
I think it was Sam the other day that mentioned, I think he said something sort of pessimistic about Apple's adoption of something. And, you know, this is not just Apple, but this is all these big companies. This is Spotify included. The developers inside these companies, they like doing cool things.
Yeah.
And they're just, and like Apple Podcasts specifically, that team is sort of like a vestigial tail on this huge corporate behemoth. I think they are a group of people who genuinely love RSS.
Yeah.
And the open standards. And they want to do cool stuff with RSS. They just happen to be embedded in a gigantic corporation
yeah.
that that moves at just a glacial pace.
Yeah.
And they have to align their interests with the release cycles of the rest of the company and all these things. And it's just a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
But the people involved, I think they absolutely do care about moving things forward and in an open standards way. And I think Spotify just proved that as well. But, you know, obviously Pocket Casts, mm-hmm. you know, does if we're while we're talking about, you know, Automatic's a big company. I think these big companies they have people in them that love RSS and open standards. So I'm eternally optimistic about that stuff. And in the meantime, you got the scrappy 2.0, you know, upstart apps that are just like flying all over the place doing all kinds of killer stuff.
Yeah, and being promoted.
Franco did, yeah.
And being used.
Yeah, Franco put in live support. And he's going to be on the show next week, by the way.
Yes, I saw that.
Franco put in live support to Cast-O-Matic. He's one guy with a day job.
He's a doctor, Jim. He's not a podcast developer. Damn it, he's a doctor.
He's a physician who does this, who writes Cast-O-Matic on the side. If he can do it, then the rest of them have no, you know, they absolutely can do it.
And man, when they start looking at Podping, everybody's going to win so big. Because now, you know, the 2.0 apps are eating your lunch. I mean, every single show I say, you want to get a 2.0 app because you'll be notified when we go live. You get the live stream right there in your podcast app. If you can't listen live, no problem. 90 seconds after I publish the podcast, it's on your app. You don't have to wait 15 minutes or 4 hours for any of the legacy apps to catch up. And people respond and they like it. Like, yeah. And by the way, I think the research showed, Signal Hill Insights, that people don't just use one app. Oh, how about that? They use more than one app. And hey, there's stuff that I just hit the link on the website. There's all kinds of people listening in different ways. It's not just, you know, I got my one radio. That's what I'm using. No, people use different apps for different podcasts for different reasons. Maybe just organizational. Like, here's where I put all these and I use it's. You can't fight the research. It's in the numbers.
I pulled up Cast-O-Matic this morning. It's my daily driver.
Mm-hmm.
When I started to go on my walk. And so I pulled it up. I'm like, I'm gonna listen to Power.
Power.
And
Power.
Then, and I noticed when I opened it up, it said, what Franco's doing, he's got a really cool thing where it'll show you like
what's coming up live.
But it's in a play, like your playlist. He's got your playlist at the top, mm-hmm. and it'll every now, if there's a live episode, if there's an episode you subscribe to that's currently, or a podcast subscribe to, that's currently live, or if there's one pending, it will pop up a new playlist called live.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And you just tap into the playlist and you'll see it there. And it was like, and I opened it up and I saw the live playlist. I'm like, I wonder what's live.
Mm.
And I tapped it and it was us.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I actually put it into the feed early today.
Yeah. And it said pending. I was like, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. Pending.
So, yeah,
we're pending. Yeah. Patent pending.
Every app should do this.
Yes.
Every single
yes, app. It's beautiful. You okay?
I'm dying here. Hang on a second.
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong? Pod Sage. He's parched. The Pod Sage is parched. You okay? I'm going to take a drink here too. Yeah. All right.
Sorry. I was struggling through that.
You okay?
A second ago. Yeah. I had some almonds that went down the wrong
pipe. Oh no. Oh no.
All right. I'm good.
You good?
I'm back.
Okay. You good?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful feature. It really is. I love it. I use it for two shows, three times a week. And
should we talk about
what are we going to talk about?
Should we we talk about images.
What am I talking about?
I'm thinking that, you know, so I started talking with Nathan about an images tag. And we're going to try to develop a set of examples that show how to the power of this tag.
Okay.
And I wonder, do you fully understand what it is or what it can be?
No.
Like, do you understand?
Nope, absolutely not. I checked out of that a long time ago.
Which is a good, it's probably here, a good thing.
Here's what I think it is. To me, it's similar to the funding tag conversation, that I can have different types of images that will show up and will give the apps, the ability to display different images in different ways to make it more interesting. Is that anywhere close to what it is?
Yes.
So I could have a banner. I could have a square icon. I could have a hero sandwich, whatever. I can have all these different things if I upload those different size and style images.
That's one. That's yes, but it's, I would describe it a little differently than that in some aspects.
Okay. Well, you are the pod sage, so I expect no less.
Yes, right. Yeah. So what you're saying is not wrong. You're absolutely correct. But one of the real sort of powerful ways to use this tag is that you can target specific apps.
Oh.
So if I'm the marketing team for Smartless. The Smartless podcast.
Wow, that hurts.
If I'm the
okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, there's a reason I'm not using you or any of your,
sorry,
your
smart, stuff. Smartless, those guys are great. Yes.
Yeah. If I'm the because they actually have a marketing team. You there's no such thing as that in the Curryverse.
They sure have a marketing team. Yes.
So if you're the marketing team for Smartless, you have all kinds of image assets that you want to use, you go through and you start looking at your podcast and all these different apps. You start pulling up your show. You may want to see like what you might want is, oh, I see that this particular app has space for this type of image at the top, like a banner.
Mm-hmm.
So the best example of this, or not best, but one example of this is Apple Podcasts web client. So if we do, let me put this in the boardroom. I'll paste it over here. So this is an example of a channel in the Apple Podcasts web client.
Okay.
And I'm sure it probably looks similar in
Okay, I got you. In the app. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I could target this with that banner at the top.
Right. And they have a specific documentation of what size that banner is supposed to be.
Focus needs to work on that because it's kind of tiny.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Yes.
Yeah, they need to get the team on that.
Yeah.
So and for this specific use case, this, like, we're looking at Focus on the Family's channel on Apple Podcasts. That is an image. I'm almost 100% positive that image they have to upload through Apple.
Oh, I'm sure.
Through Apple's dashboard.
The Podcast Connect.
Yes. So imagine that you can do this essentially the same thing. You can deliver a non-standard podcast image like this, but you can target a specific use case. So you can say somehow in the XML tag, you could say, look, here's an image for Apple Podcast channels.
Mm.
or here's an image for True Fans background banner.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. And where does this repo live for all these targets?
Well, that's defined in the spec. So we have that in the, it's in the proposed images tag spec.
Okay.
And so then you could go through, a marketing team could go through and say, okay, here's the asset for this.
I just heard Ted Hossman pop a chubby. And I'll tell you why.
The beard curled up.
Yes. Because he is such a sweet man. So because I'm using Sovereign Feeds and for a whole bunch of different reasons, and it's a complicated post-production process because it's not, a swanky, swift, automated system. I sometimes will accidentally upload the 512 by 512 image into the feed instead of the 1400 by 1400, which on Apple Podcasts is an automatic reject. Your episode will not appear if you don't have the right size image.
Right.
And that man is so sweet because I know he listens to the show and he'll email me and say, I approved it, but could you fix it? So he sees the reject coming and then he says, just put it through. And then he emails me and I fix the feed. This happened. It happens. It's been 6 months. It happened just 2 weeks ago.
He's got his hand on the knob ready to punch it through.
That's right. Yes. His hand on the knob. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm sure that when he works at Apple in the podcast division somewhere. So when he looks at this example you gave of Focus on the Family, I bet he's just like, oh, this sucks so bad. It makes our stuff look like crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sure. To have that be able to be done properly at the production end, at the program production end is a dream. This is exactly what they want. And every single app should. Okay. Image tag is great. I love it.
Here's another example. Here's a better example where the image is not garbage. The 2020 True Crime channel from ABC. That's a better
sort yes. of
banner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can imagine. So now we put these things together and we say, all right, you got a publisher feed.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be that's an RSS feed with a medium equals publisher. And here's the image tag for that. Well, that now you've just built a channel. You've just built a channel with appropriate image right. artwork.
Right.
And links to your different your different shows.
I'm already listening to Bad Rap, The Case Against Diddy, so just keep talking.
Okay. that's sort of the gist of this thing is you can get really specific and begin to, it's a two-way street. Platforms and apps and services who have specific styles
can add this artwork. Can add this to the spec.
Yeah, they can define their spec
mm-hmm.
publicly if it's not already. Then we can take that spec, or they can, hopefully with their help, to define sort of the naming convention to how to define it.
Right, what it does. And then, yeah.
Yeah, and then the content creator can create that artwork and deliver it. So it's because there's a fine line here. App developers want their apps to look and behave in a certain way, and they're not going to cede control over that.
No,
to some other, they're not going to let a creator restyle the interface for their app. That's just, that's dumb. They're not going to do that, but there is a balancing thing that happens there where the app developer does really need there to be specific high quality images and colors
to make it look cool. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Right. I mean, we've run into that with the Godcaster app. I mean, there's some of the artwork's just terrible.
Yeah.
Yes. And it comes through and it looks like garbage. So
gunky.
There's sort of a balance that has to happen where, and I think this respects that balance. It says, I know you want this kind of, hey, app, hey, true fans, I know you want this type of artwork. I'm going to give it to you. Hey, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Overcast, I know y'all want these dimensions. These look really good in your app. Here's those pieces of art. And also, here's sort of like fallback art for more generic use cases.
Right.
So you can sort of like blanket the different possibilities.
I think what will come out of this is we'll have an array of image sizes, types, and uses, and that will that'll kind of become standardized. But doesn't have to be. And that's what I like about it. It's like, okay, I want to use this. Here's how I want to display the podcast. It's going to change podcast apps. It's going to be great. This is a very good feature. I like it a lot.
I think so too. I'm pretty jazzed about it. But what needs to happen though, that's one of the reasons I asked you at the beginning, what do you think this thing is? Because this is going to be a tricky thing to explain to people. And so,
here's the great news, if I may interject.
Yeah, go ahead.
The great news, we already have a very popular podcast client, namely the Apple Podcast app, which, by the way, has liquid glass. It's gorgeous.
That thing's a train wreck.
It's gorgeous. It's so gorgeous.
Some of those controls are, woo.
Yeah. So we already have an app that we could, if they would just give us a naming convention, otherwise we'll make one up. And people could already start using that for Apple. And if we start pushing it, I guarantee you Apple's going to go, hey, what's this? Well, let's put this in here. That's much better. Don't you think?
And oh, for sure. And the other place this is great is that most podcast apps also have a web version, and those web versions tend to have like sort of, because they're not mobile constrained, they have like bigger, wider layouts that need more coverage.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, would naturally lead itself to be something like,
hey man, give it to me. I'll publish it, but I'll start publishing it. But I'll put it in.
Of course you will.
We have artists who make the craziest stuff. I'll change it every episode.
let's see. Let me look at, here's what, yeah. Okay. So like, Podcast Guru, their web version has a big has like a big banner area at the top of it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and Nathan's right. A lot of these apps, True Fans does this, Fountain does it, Podcast Guru is doing it. It's just a big blurry version of the album art that kind of becomes the background.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so much cooler if that was actual art.
Yeah. Take a look. So No Agenda could do that right away because we have people doing. Oh yeah, he's basically taking the image and using a version of it as a blurry banner, but it could be something fantastic.
Yeah, and it could be something high quality. And then, so what we need in order to get this thing, I think me and Nathan are sort of in agreement about this. I think what we need in order to get this over the finish line is, we need a set of examples where we can show, okay, here's the definition of an image tag in some XML, and then here's how it would be displayed on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see, you can sort of, you know, I don't know how many of these examples we need. Nathan just, he talked about building some sort of quick, like, UI to create these where you could, like, you know, put your stuff in there and see what it looks like on the right. on the other side.
Yeah, so you just posted a SmartLess example in the chat room, the boardroom. So that could be their heads.
Yeah. It could be just fancy, you know, actual artwork.
Yeah, artwork. Yes.
Nice. So, yeah, I think that'll be the next step. Hopefully, we can get something like that pumped out, you know, and not have it take forever. But that I think that's where we're headed with this, and I think it's actually going to be. I mean, this is going to be one of those tags where it's going to be. It'll go all the way from just an href, and that's it, all the way up to like very specific, you know, very specific image, like hierarchy references and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's a cool, it's
I like
very
it.
Cool,
I really
very
like
powerful
it.
Tag.
By the way, the war of rockets between Israel and Iran is temporarily paused for a commercial break. Because I have the quad screen up in my studio. So I have Fox,
your own commercial?
Fox, MSNBC, CNN, and BBC. They're all in commercial right now. Funny enough, Safe Light Repair, safelight.com. So if you got broken glass, Israel. So it's a pause. We're on a short commercial break. You can start bombing again in a minute. It's unbelievable.
what was that thing back in Iraq War One where like journalists were pretending to be in the war zone.
Oh,
they were just in front of like
CNN.
A green screen.
Yeah, they were in the basement in front of back when it was still blue screen.
Blue screen, yeah.
Before it became green. Yeah, the
Scud missiles flying over and then
what was
you know, like,
the Scud Hunk, what was his name?
The Scud Hunk.
The Scud Chad, some guy was one of those reporters. He was Scud guy.
Chad.
Yeah. Hey, let's thank some people, Dave. I'm being respectful of your time. Yeah, we've done a lot. We've covered a lot.
Arthur Kent.
Arthur
Kent. Scud Stud.
The Scud Stud. There it is. The Scud Stud. Salty Crayon comes in with 1776 Freedom Boost. He says, howdy, boardroom. Here's some freedom sats for your ammo shortage. Yeah, go podcasting. Well, that'll buy a bullet. Lyceum Martin Lindis Kog, he sent 100 sats here. Good for them. Wake up call for the folks. I should read them in reverse order, I guess. Let me see. Because he always sends a lot. Free Persia, down with the mullahs. Okay. Dave, what are you eating? I will test the Finnish brand poppies this weekend. Buffalo blue cheese chili peanuts. Mild spicy snack with tango buffalo wing and rich blue cheese flavor.
I was doing buffalo wing pistachios, which were quite nice.
He almost killed you.
Yeah, it did.
Spotify is finally taking a cue from Adam and Dave. What a surprise. Well, you know, no, it's just in the feed, man. It's just what they're seeing in the feeds. That's it. 1234 from Dreb Scott, who, of course, does our chapters. Pre-show boosting and listening live from the Castomatic app. Go podcasting. Oh, there it is. Yes. And that is it. There's low boostage. The boostage is low during the show. I don't know.
No, we got more regular boost than we have normally, though. So that's good.
Okay. What you got?
We got Podverse. They gave us, Mitch gave us $50.
Oh, thank you very much, Mitch. That's much appreciated.
And, Paul, who's doing our app for Godcaster, he used some of the open source code out of the Podverse app to do the boot up. Like, I think he said the bootstrapping code.
Yeah.
And he's fixed a lot of bugs in it. And he said he's going to push that back upstream.
Oh, good. Yes.
To the Podverse. Yeah.
Good.
So you Thank expect you, Paul. Some fixes coming.
Yeah, that's cool.
See, we got some boostergrams. We got, hey now. CLOS on Linux, 123456.
123456.
That's 123,456 sats.
Baller, shot caller, 20 inch blaze on the Impala.
Love that, brother. Thank you, CLOS on Linux.
Man, that's from Fountain.
Nice.
So sending you the same appreciation boost amount I sent to Pod News Weekly Review last week. This whole thing is a group effort, but I don't think it would exist if you had not started the index and weren't doing the boardroom every week. Thanks, guys.
It's our pleasure. Note. We do it as a public service.
Yeah. Thank you, CLOS on Linux. Appreciate that. Anonymous 5,000 sats through
ooh,
Podverse.
Ooh.
Please tell LifeSpring that none of their lightning stuff is working.
Really?
I try to boost the audio Bible rewind every day and keep getting errors, both Fountain and Albie. Steve, is that Steve Webb?
Yeah, Steve Webb. Yeah.
Steve listens to the show. He'll hear this and fix it.
Let me see. LifeSpring. Let me just see. I noticed that, interesting. We now have, I don't know who pushed this, but I like it a lot. But there's a little warning sign next to the value for value block on the podcast index page.
Oh, who did that? I think, was that Eric PP, I think?
Which essentially says it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So I see Steve Webb at fountain.com is not working.
Let's see. Funding good, medium text.
You see it? You see the little mm-hmm. yellow triangle with an exclamation point?
Yeah, and I'm trying to find the PR. I think that was Eric PP.
Check your
that was Eric PP.
Check your nodes, people. Check your nodes.
No check.
This is what democracy looks like.
Oh, yes. Mic check. Paul Erskine, 7777, Striper ooh. Boost.
Oh, wow, that's very nice. Little Striper.
Through Fountain.
Yes.
He says, I agree.
Well, so do we.
Primary video podcasts are silly. But what I'd love is for an app to have a go view video function so that when I'm listening to the audio version and the people reference something that's on the screen, I can go to the player, hit see video, and it takes me somewhere to see the video at the timestamp or maybe 30 seconds prior. Easy to say. I understand it's hard to implement.
Oh, that's now, interesting.
But listen, okay, here's something I discovered. Hang on, let me get my paper.
Going to the discovery desk. He is now digging around. He's getting his paper. He is walking back. Watch out for that peanut. Okay. And he's back.
I got it.
Yes.
As part of my digging process for figuring out which hosting companies declared the namespace,
I
made a discovery.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm rediscovering this for the second time or if this is something that's truly a new discovery. LibriVox declares the namespace.
Okay.
And I don't think I knew that, first of all.
All right.
Did you?
No.
Okay. But that's not the only cool thing. Go to podcast index number 179-8741.
Hold on. Podcast index number what? 179?
179-8741.
8741, coordinates locked in. Henry V. LibriVox.
Yes, so that's Henry V on LibriVox. Click on that.
RSS feed?
RSS feed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got to do view source.
Scroll down to the first item.
Hold on. Scroll down to the first item. Yes. Act 1.
What do you see there as far as podcast colon stuff goes?
Well, I'm looking at the feed because it renders as a web page. Mm-hmm. What am I looking for here?
You view source on that thing?
I'm view source.
Okay. In the first item, there's a podcast alternate enclosure.
Oh, I see it. Oh, how about that?
They are using the alternate enclosure to deliver multiple bit rates.
Huh.
They have a high quality and a low quality
they
M4A.
Do. They do. I see it.
That is
killer. Cool. That's very cool.
And I did not. And they also are using the podcast episode tag.
Dang, Sparky.
Yeah, they're on it, man.
That's cool.
This is great.
Go LibriVox. Nice.
Yeah. A nice little pleasant surprise when you go digging in the XMLs.
Very pleasant.
Podcast person William Shakespeare.
Hey, it's valid. Awesome. Valid. It's valid.
It works.
Very cool.
Where was I? Let's see. I lost my place. Oh, Paul. Yeah, we're on Paul Erskine. Okay. So we got the ugly quacking us, Bruce, the ugly quacking duck, 2222.
Yeah. Thank you.
Podcast duck. Guru. He says, behind on my listening, therefore behind on my boosts. Podcasts forever. Yes. And we got the delimiter. Comic strip blogger. Yeah. Comic strip blogger, 14,250 sats through Fountain. He says, howdy, Adam and Dave. Today, I'd like to recommend a YouTube channel owned by Daily Caller. Just search in YouTube for Ask America with Edgar. It can't be an audio-only podcast because it features eye candy like Zexy Boobalicious Ladies. It's a street interview Muppet show created by Roger, yes, a former No Agenda artist admired by my Slavic bro, Dvorak. It's like Triumph, the insult comic dog, yes, but with a right-wing agenda. Yes. Yo, CSB.
Yeah, that thing is pretty funny. Roger.
Speaking of comic strip blogger, I ordered, you know, we're going on a backpacking trip through Yosemite next month for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Are you going through Camp Curry? I asked you this before, I think.
We are ending our trip in Camp Curry.
Oh, awesome.
We're starting at Silver Lake in Inyo National Forest and hiking 6 days, about 50 miles over to Yosemite Valley. And we're going to be landing, so to speak, in Curry Village.
That's another penny. Every single time you visit Curry Village, I get a penny.
You get a penny. in the trust fund, the Curry Village trust fund.
That's right.
But so I ordered this sleeping bag. I needed a 20-degree bag.
Yeah.
And the bag I ordered is from this Polish company called Cumulus. And they sent me an email. And let me see if I can find this email. It was really funny because the email was all in English, except for the status. And the status was in Polish. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about here. Cause it said, your order. Okay. Here's
your order status is :.
Yeah. It said your order number, blah, 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 has been updated with the status of Zgungshignik.
Oh, it's on its way.
I was like, what? What does that even mean? Does that mean it was canceled? I don't know what this word is. Zakonczone. So I'm like, okay, wait, whatever that is. I hope it gets.
Wait, Z what? Spell it again.
Z A K O N, or the N with the little accent sign above it.
Yeah.
C Z O N E.
Oh, you're screwed.
I'm like, it's your order has been updated with the status of Zakonczone. I'm like, okay. That could mean that it blew up mid-flight on its way over here. I don't know.
Good news, it's on its way. Bad news, we put it on Air India. I'm sorry.
All right, we got monthly
stuff. Zakonczone translates to completed or finished.
Oh, yay. Okay, well, we're all good then.
Well, no, they completed your order. Doesn't mean they're shipping it out. It's just, thanks for your money.
Yeah, thanks. We're all good.
Thanks, we're good.
But I know somebody in Poland now, so I can have him go, you know, kick some butt if necessary. let's see, we got Basil Phillip, $25. Lauren Ball, $24.20.
Thank you.
Mitch Downey, $10.
Nice.
Christopher Harbarek, $10. Terry Keller, $5. Silicon Florist, $10. Chris Cowan, $5. Derek J. Visker, the best name in podcasting, $21. Paul Saltzman, $22.22 every single time. That's right. And Damon Kasajak, $15.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much. Are those the monthlies or those the...
That's it.
That's it. Thank you all. Thank you all very much for supporting the Podcast Index Project with value for value. Thank you, Spotify, for your support. We appreciate that. We wouldn't mind a couple shekels from you, but yeah, it's all right. We'll keep plugging away. We're happy yeah. to do it. And thank
they
you.
They have shekels to spare. They're profitable now.
Yeah, so they say. Thank you to all the developers and hangers-on and everybody who's using this stuff. You are all responsible for making this move forward. That's how it works. And I'm tickled pink and very proud of everybody. I think it's fantastic.
And I'm also on the attribution tip right now. So if there's a tag that you contributed significantly to or invented yourself, I'll be digging for that stuff and putting attributions on the namespace pages. And so, but if you want to go ahead and ping me and let me know that, that would make my dig easier. So
all right.
Feel free.
Help the sage dig the hole, everybody. And that is it for Podcasting 2.0. Thank you very much, Boardroom. Thank you very much, Brother Dave.
Yep.
We'll see y'all next week right here on Podcasting 2.0.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting! Podsage says, just stick it in.